My name is Joan Walsh, and this programme is going to be about me and my music. She holds two lightning bolts in her hands, and with a flash will add to the fire. She trusts up truth against your false facades. In this Calyx cauldron, all will burn. Behind the black veil of this hag stood the May Queen of Spring, and holding innocence in her arms, forever now in her being. She's holding sweet innocence forever now in her being. The shriek had traveled on all time's wave with terror in her wide eyes, and the hands that chisel stone for twisted beards also held carver's knife. Behind the black veil of this hag stands the May Queen of Spring, and holding innocence in arms forever now in her being. She's holding sweet innocence forever now in her being. Stands the May Queen of Spring, and holding innocence in her arms forever now in her being. She's holding sweet innocence forever now in her being. Well, that first song of mine was called The Calyx. And to just put it briefly of what the song is about, it's about regaining innocence in your own life. We carry a lot of ancestral memory of wars, pretty horrific stuff over the centuries to thousands of years, which we carry. And it's just to restore that innocence back. Well, I was born and raised in Dublin, and there was five kids in our family, and I was the youngest. There was 5 years between me and the next one, and the rest of them were all 2 years close to each other. So there can be the benefits and the pitfalls of being the youngest, because everybody being older than you, you think everybody else is intelligent and you aren't, because they're all much older than you, and that's all. But my dad said I was a bonus. I wrote the song Don't Mess With Me because of the situation that happened to me. I'm sure people have had experiences where they've enthusiastically shared an idea, something they've been working on for years maybe, anything, and before their eyes somebody decides the idea belongs to them. In this particular case, this fellow songwriter who sings in a place that I sing in invited me and a friend for dinner, and we had a very nice dinner, and we started playing music, and I was singing my songs, he was playing his songs, my friend was playing his harmonica, and I happened to sing one chorus of a song that I hadn't copyrighted, and it's very important to copyright your own songs. And he said, oh, that's great. He said, that could make a great song, da-da-da. And I said, well, fair enough, you can use the inspiration, but don't use those lines. The following Tuesday, in the pub where we were singing, he said, well, I finished that song, and I use those lines. And I went, oh, you don't do that at all.
The jewelry I wear, I paid for
much more than money could buy. And the words on a page have a price tag. I'm not selling them, own by eye. So if you're thinking, oh, to take a line, well, you better heed my advice. And don't mess with me, I've got a sword by my side. Now, response by the bardic tradition was to write a scathing piece. And the gypsy or the traveller upon you cast a curse. So if you're thinking, oh, that you might, well, you better think it twice. Don't mess with me, I've got this sword by my side. Now a woman took to explaining one theory she had found, and in a wink of her telling, it was taken before eyes. And the circles of her drumming, he painted will have a prize. But don't mess with her, she's got a sword by her side. If you're thinking, oh, that you mind, well, you better think it twice. And don't mess with me, I've got this sword by my side. Now fortune, life and all energy, it all goes around. But if you take too much that you haven't earned, you'll be lacking somewhere in your life. And there's no rewards for this approach. All debts are paid in time. Don't mess with me, I've got this sword by my side. If you're thinking, oh, that you might, well, you better think it twice. Don't mess with me, I've got this sword by my side. Don't mess with me, I've got this sword by my side.
And it was his cocky attitude that really pissed me off. He sat there and he said, well, what are you going to do about it? And I just looked at him. As the law of karma, if somebody steals something from you, it'll come back and it'll be waiting on their doorstep. And I believe in his own business, somebody isn't going to pay him £3,000. I left school in 1983 and went to the College of Marketing Design to do a course called Environmental Design on the strength of my portfolio. My sister had been an architect and, you know, I left school and I didn't know what I was doing. But because I was artistic, I went into this course, which was mainly interior design and fabric design, furniture design, stage setting, all that kind of stuff. So I spent quite a number of years there and it was all right. It was hard. It was hard going. I enjoyed my summers away. It's a pity I didn't really think about that and just go away in the first place. You know, I went to London and went to Canada and went to Australia. A friend of mine had emigrated there and worked in those places. Now, this was in the 80s and, of course, the yuppie era was very strong. And, you know, people might have said to me in first year, no, why don't you do art? And I said, no, I'm going to get a good job and I'm going to make loads of money. And there was this kind of ridiculous attitude at the time to be upwardly mobile, etc. So I left college and I started working in a job in an architect's office. And it wasn't the yuppie dream at all. You know, it was pretty horrible. And so I continued in that a long time, well, about a year and a half, and then was made unemployed And I was unemployed for a couple of months, and then I started another job, and then unemployed again, and the cycle of unemployment and work, and kind of what was I doing, and really that the interior designer wasn't filling my life at all. Take it easy on this road, on your way. Let that sunshine brighten up your days. And take it easy on this road, on your way. Be the sunshine that brightens up all days. Now easy, like that summer breeze. Now easy, like pure water from that mountain stream. Flowing its course on back to rivers. All be easy with yourself. I've got my bread and butter jobs, they pay my way. And somehow I get my bills paid. I've got this long, long list, and I've been dealing with. Just by one, and tick by tick. Now easy, like that summer breeze. Now easy, like pure water from that mountain stream. Flowing its course on back to rivers. I'll be easy with yourself. I take it easy with yourself. Easy, like that summer breeze. Now easy, like pure water from that mountain stream. Flowing its course on back to rivers. Oh, take it easy with yourself. Now be easy with yourself.
It's hard to take your own advice, that take it easy. I'm a Capricorn, and Capricorns are pretty hard on themselves when they're younger. And supposedly when we get older, we get younger. So I hope that's true. So I've been very busy in the last 2 years writing music and singing, and my bread and butter job, as I mentioned in the song, I work freelance for one design company. I used to be full-time with them, and it took me quite a while to convince them to go freelance, that it would work financially well for me and for them. And it gave me some time and flexibility, because I was never a 9 to 5 person at all. And so I go in when I need to, and when they want me. Also, I do other work as well.